Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, joining us right now, former Orioles shortstop and Toronto Blue Jays shortstop, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is Mike Bordick. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you today?
Doing well, man. Toronto Blue Jays, Los Angeles Dodgers World Series. My heart didn't have either one of these teams in there, but I got to be honest with you, for your viewing pleasure, I think this is the best World Series.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Listen, that dang AL Championship Series was something special.
It was.
Feel bad for Seattle, and they are going to be chewing on this one for a long time because they had so many dang opportunities. And when you're playing under a microscope, does the detail of what real baseball is all about shine through? Like playing fundamentally sound baseball, catch the ball, make the plays, put the ball in play. And that's why Toronto won that series, man, and why Seattle's going to have a really rough offseason as they continue their quest to try to get back to a World Series. But, yeah, this is going to be a fun World Series because Shohei Ohtani's in it. The greatest baseball player we've ever seen is going to be in the World Series doing his thing, and all the superstars that the Dodgers hold. But, man, oh, man, the Toronto Blue Jays, I don't know how you look at it. I think coming from the East is a good thing, man. It shows how strong the American League East is. But also, this team just fights and claws and scrapes, and just you can't count them out. I had them done to rights, man, when they were down 2-0 to the Mariners, and they just fought back. And when that offense gets going, whoo, even the best pitchers have a hard time shutting them down.
Mike, when's the last time you hit 3 homers and struck out 10 batters?
Oh, my gosh. Well, three homers typically took about a month. Striking out 10 batters, that might have taken – I might have done that in high school one weekend.
Well, I'm just glad to hear you say that we're watching the greatest baseball player of all time, because I was out on Monday. When I come back, Rob said he had talked about it on Monday, and people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying that. Who can do what he's doing?
No, who has done? You could argue that this guy could do it, that guy could do it. Okay, fine. No one has done it.
Well, they have done it, but it's taken three – of Hall of Fame players to do what he did. You know what I'm saying? Like Reggie Jackson hit the 3 home runs and, well, he did it in the World Series, but, you know, a game that's...
I think he struck out 10 times in the World Series, too. So maybe he did do it.
Well, exactly. But, yeah, so dominant on the mound. I mean, throwing 100 miles an hour with pinpoint accuracy, the nasty split. He's the best hitter on the field. He's the fastest guy on the field. He's the best pitcher on the field. I may be arguable with some of those arms that the Dodgers are flipping out, but definitely one of the best. And, wow, it's incredible to even watch him and hear the greatest players talk about him is really cool. I think we're really lucky to see this guy do his thing. And we've seen him do it for a number of years now. The guy's only been, you know, MVP in the American League and now National League multiple times. So, I mean, the guy's just a freak. And you just don't – I hope he's going to put on a show. He's going to do something special in the World Series too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like I said, Mike, on Monday, it's an honor to watch him. Mike Bordick joins us right now. Mike, Kirk Suzuki gets the job with the Los Angeles Angels. Rumors that the Orioles had some interest in Albert Pujols. Where did the Orioles turn for their managerial search?
Oh, my goodness. It's hard, man. I just think the man... Managing nowadays is so much different, and I think a lot of it's going to come down to their personality and how they relate with, the general manager. So I still think Manzolino's kind of the frontline guy.
Wow.
There, they haven't been as aggressive as I thought they might be. Albert Pujols' name coming up says to me, okay, they're open to maybe looking at a former baseball player, but the former baseball player better have some, you know, analytic understanding and things like that. Because I don't think an old school baseball guy is even going to come close to trying to manage a team the way they'd like to, because I think so much of it is dictated by the numbers. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. So I think, you know, you have to have that understanding. You have to be accepting of, you know, the analytic department, that's for sure, and hopefully be able to work hand in hand. But I think it's always come down to who's the best communicator, who can get the most out of their players. And nowadays, there are so many young players in Major League Baseball, the turnover is just ridiculous. And that's another topic, maybe, of ways to keep salary down. But you need somebody that can speak to that level and try to get the most out of these guys. These young players have all kind of come up together in the perfect game and the colleges. They know each other. They know about analytics. But I think they're all hungry to try to make themselves as good as possible. So what type of leader, you know, do you want to help these guys go in the right direction? That's what it's going to be. And I'm a fan of Ryan Flaherty, but I also think this too. Baltimore is Baltimore, the biggest little town in the world, right? So I know that baseball fans are incredible traditionalists around here, but I know they also have been accepting of Mike Elias. I wish they'd entertain the thought of maybe interviewing some old former Orioles, you know, because they all know baseball too. And I know for a fact they know how to win and compete. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about other guys that live in this area or other guys that have worn the Oriole uniform. I think it would be interesting, and I also think it might spark some more fan interest and talk as we all look for the perfect manager. Sometimes it's just a figurehead to represent a glorious organization.
Rob, right up until he backed out of that and said, I'm not talking about me. I was like, Mike, let's do it. You're the next manager. You tell them we're fighting
totally
for that.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, stand up, Mike. Tell them you deserve that damn job. You know baseball more than them. That's what I would do. I'd probably be wrong.
I tried that one time and never got an interview.
Oh, Mike. Hey, Mike, let me ask you this, though, and I don't know how much you've looked at the type of free agents that are going to be out there, some of the biggest names potentially, Kyle Schwarber, Cody Bellinger, the biggest name, Kyle Tucker. I don't know what all the Orioles are going to do, but don't you feel like they have to be very active, and not only in free agency, but there has to be some sort of major trade that goes down?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is it. Okay, so if the Orioles, in my opinion, if the Orioles don't push the button and go after big-name free agent guys, and they need big-name free agent offensive players as catalysts to support these young, offensive, inconsistent players. Schwarber, I would love to have that dude over here. I think Tucker is going to be a huge target, former Astro, even though he had, you know, what some might consider a down year. That dude is a stud hitter, MVP caliber type hitter, if you ask me. So I'd love for them to go after somebody like him. Yeah, get the big boppers, because I feel like if they don't this year and they can't get into the postseason and make a run and be considered a top team, then we're just going to be, you know, the mid-range Orioles again for the next 20 years. I just feel like this is it. This is the window today to get this done.
Mike, tell us all about your podcast, man.
Whoa, all right. Yeah, thanks for asking. The Be More Baseball podcast, Be More Sports pod. Doing great, man. We've had some awesome guests here recently. We had Jeff Conine on last week. What a blast catching up with him. How about this guest this week? It's going to be a two-part series. We had such a good time. Billy Beane from the Oakland A's, man. You talk about somebody that knows the analytic game and the great things he's done over there in Oakland. And he was a former teammate of mine, man, back in 1989 with the Tacoma Tigers. And he is now one of the, you know, he's a Hall of Fame kind of executive. So he's done some good things, and we had a great conversation. So check it out. Be More Sports Pod.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for your time, my friend. Enjoy the World Series.
Easy for you to say. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.